Welcome everyone to the social fan, feeling Kyle sick of the bullshit. So here they are, Represent Plus, ready to turn every podcast to dust. So sit down and shut the fuck up, cause when in doubt, fuck your couch.
Welcome everybody to the social fan.
Yeah.
At first I was like, what's going on with this shit? And I remember when that intro was given to us by Penta, and I was like, I was just more or less like, holy shit, we got an intro, you know what I'm saying? Like it was just like, we got an intro, and then like after years of this right now, I like the new intro because now it's showing like we have so much back catalog and shit.
We got a lot of shit, man.
I think we're hitting 5 years now, right?
Getting close to 5 years.
Next year off. Next year marks 5 years.
January 1st.
Holy shit.
January 1st, folks. Hi. We know this wrong. We're just having a little side conversation, yes. He's all there. All right here. This is Big Daddy coming at you.
K&B, the sexy ninja. I'm going to do something that Big Daddy told me not to do. There we go. Got the titty shakes out. And this show is brought to you. The Social Web Podcast is live every Friday, and it is sponsored by Crazy Hoodies.
CrazyHoodies.com by me. So right now, it's, go check out CrazyHoodies.com, and that's spelled HOODIEZ.com. I got a few designs up there. I got plenty more coming out. And guess what?
We need to make a graphic for that so when it pops up.
I do. We've been working on one. We're mocking my perfectionist ass, trying to get it, you know, just.
Oh, I get it, man. Remember in the beginning, I used to be so gung-ho about shit. I'd just make a logo. I'm like, that shit. Then, like, you come back and you're like, I don't know, man. You should have known. Like, you should have cleaned it up a little bit better, you know?
Hell yeah. Sometimes I was feeling like, You come on, I know you can get it.
Like you're just keeping the fucking going. But Crazy Hoodies.
CrazyHoodies.com, folks. Check it out.
Hey, I got a nice new hoodie because we finally got the cold season going. You know,
cold season is here. God damn, cold season. It hit Flagstaff hard.
Bro, it's not even that cold. Like, I see these kids coming in. I'm like, this is like...
Because you got a whole bunch of cushion on it.
I got that cushion.
You got that cushion on it, bro. I had that cushion too. Guess what?
You got a little cushion.
Huh?
You got a little cushion. Not a lot of cushion, but a little cushion.
When I had no, I had a lot of cushion, I said. I had a lot of cushion. Boy, I felt that shit. I can feel that shit now. Now that I've lost a lot of weight, fuck.
I'm fucking feeling this new camera angle over here, and like it's easier for me to like usually when we do this, I'm talking like this, but this is more like a calmer conversation, you know?
Yeah, it is. It feels good. Now, see if I didn't have the camera that been attached to your damn laptop or computer desk. Well, they have the one that's you can put on a stand.
Well, that's what we got over here. This is a ghetto stand, though. Look at that. That is a ghetto ass stand holding
my hand. Hiding in the closet, all that good stuff. You know how we do. We don't have money for a big old fancy ass studio like some of y'all do, or a three bedroom house where you convert to your damn studio. We just don't have that yet.
Not yet. But shit, man. Like this is where it all started. It was a fucking phone. Now look at us.
People still, it's funny because a lot of folks are going back to phones. They're going back to that whole phone setup where they put it in the, I mean, everyone says, I hate phone, car phone podcast. Then don't fucking watch because we're going to keep doing them.
Once we get a, like, I think once we get a nice rig, like, well, we do have GoPros that we could film a show in the car without worrying about it shaking, you know. Instead of that rinky dinky fucking thing I've been using for years now for the vlogs and everything, and now
that hangs from the window. Yeah, they have one that sits on your dashboard that doesn't round.
Yeah, I need to get one of those because that the one I have, it's slowly like the suction is
it's not going away.
It's going away. So like I was mid doing this review today, and I'm like, what up, y'all? Couldn't be the Suction Ninja. This is the C+. Fuck.
You know what actually works too?
What?
Clean your windows.
That's what, you know how bad my windows are.
I finally cleaned mine and it sticks perfectly.
I've been trying to find some windshield cleaner. I went to Walmart. Them bitches are out.
I got some.
You do?
I got wipes. I got those Omerol wipes. Boy, them damn things will they'll peel the skin off your damn hand.
Well,
folks, I'm serious. Like, look right there.
I do newspaper.
Right there, those wipes just peel all the skin off me. It was nasty, slobbing and shit. And I was cussing and carrying all because it kind of fucking stung. It hurt. Shit. Speaking of hurt, I just want to get something out the way real quick.
So okay, speak to the people while I take pictures.
For all you kids out there who decided to start this new stupid ass challenge that's going to either get you really fucked up, or seriously, or fucked up, or really, really hurt, this TikTok slap a teacher challenge.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about this.
Yeah. I have friends who still teach, and I respect teachers. I really do. They have a hard damn job, and yeah, I may have been a little asshole to some of them back in the day, but you know what, though? They all taught me a lesson that be kind at all times. Now, some of y'all out there, I mean, turkey happened. Somewhere in the Ozark Mountains of school over there, was some teacher got slapped by a kid, and the teacher didn't really do nothing, but she did step out of the class and call the police, and then they had the nerve to get mad because not only did they expel that kid, now they're filing formal criminal charges, and his little punk ass could be facing up to 10 years. Don't put your hands on no damn body, especially those who have family who are teachers, because those teachers, I know a lot of those teachers, they got kids. They will get you. They will fuck you up. I will fuck you. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'll fuck you up.
These trends are ridiculous, man.
They are. They're getting ridiculous. And you know, when I first heard about this, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne was talking about it. His mom was a parent, and I agreed with something he said. Y'all are doing analog thinking instead of logical thinking. Your analog thinking, trying to get likes and shit like that, trying to be cool with the other kids and popular on the internet, is going to do one of two things. Again, it's going to either get you fucked up or it could get you killed. So be mindful who you fuck with. Be mindful of the little games you play behind TikTok challenges and shit like that. And I know a lot of y'all think you're tough and can't get your ass whipped, but trust me, someone out there always has
someone's
you.
Gonna that ass.
Someone's going to get in that ass. Who'd say hi? What's up?
Anime waifu, the hip hop. You need it. I trim that name down a bit.
Anime way from the hip hop.
Well, people tell me bad about my name. They're like, because I'm like, KMB, the Sexy Ninja. I was like, my name. When I used to introduce myself, I was like, Kyle Martinez.
I know. This is Philip McGowan, yeah. It's like, make up your mind, motherfuckers. Do you want us to have nicknames or do you want us to say our whole fucking name? I can go back to saying a government name if you want me to.
I like this name. You know, I think this name is. I went through so many names. I don't know why. I was giving somebody shit the other day. Like, they had chapstick. Uh-huh. I was just like, oh, you're a chapstick person. And then they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, I just think you're better than everybody else. what brand is that?
This is. Promo plug, folks. This is Burt's.
Burt's Bees, yeah, that's what I was giving a shit about, because he had that one. I was like, oh, it is Burt's Bees. He's too good for the little 50 cent, you know,
for that old cheap ass chapstick, that shit that contains formaldehyde. all you girls want to put the projections in your damn lips? Just use chapstick. Formaldehyde has your shit. Watch your name, girls.
I remember one time when I was a kid, eat that shit. Like, you could taste that cherry when the cherry
runs.
Yeah, that's nasty,
motherfucker. What kind of child work? Boy, you
played
on these damn electric poles, huh?
Yeah. Running around the pole, you're in the store.
Yeah.
That was me. Thought I was Doc and Marty. Ah, trying to go through time travel.
I can see you. Bob, I bet your mom has some stories on your ass.
Oh, man, I want to bring her on.
she couldn't hang with us.
Like a tell-all, you know what I mean?
she could. You guys can't cuss, and you got to leave the show then. You got to leave the show. This is our show. We gonna cuss.
We gonna motherfucking cuss
our ass off, everything.
I was hearing, what's it called? Nah, I had a brain fart. Never mind. Why don't we just jump into the show? Why don't we just jump? We got good questions.
We got good questions.
We got good segments.
We can mix up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. In the last stream that Big Daddy did, I asked how come that he can't stand Luffy. I never got an answer to.
What's Luffy?
DB, like, specific?
Yeah, be specific.
What's Luffy? What does Big Daddy need? What did Big Daddy do to you? Tell me.
Yeah, in the last stream that Big Daddy did, I asked how come that he can't stand Luffy. It might have been one of those questions that didn't pop up because I had just got a brand new router. And
oh, yeah. You mean the last podcast where we were driving around and kept losing feed and whatnot? And
yes.
We had to apologize for it because we're like, that podcast sucks.
That did suck. That's what we were streaming.
Oh, the dude from One Piece. Don't you watch? You watch a lot of anime.
I watch a lot of anime, but I don't see Luffy, Luffy One Piece.
Unless you said fuck him or something like that when he brought it up, and then he asked.
Oh, that little ugly ass son of a bitch right there. Yeah, the one the boy he.
Well, we found it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Monkey D. Luffy. Monkey D. Luffy. Yeah, that boy. Yeah, I don't know. I just met him. He got a bug. I don't know what it is. He just bugs me. Maybe it's his voice, the way he can characterize. Maybe it's just he just high pitches, squeals, and I'm a damn dude, really. I tried to watch it. I like all the other characters.
Yeah,
but when he got to stretching his arms and cussing, carrying on, acting like a damn fool, I was like, ah, just no thanks, man. But yeah, I don't like him. It's so creepy about him.
Is One Piece the one about
the pirates?
The pirates, yeah.
The boy stretches. He can't get his ass whooped.
You know, as funny as I am deep into the nerdom. We all know this, but I've never gone as deep as anime. Like, it's just something I just never fucked with because, like, my mom was very like, you know, anime bad, travel. Like, what was Waterboy's mom?
This is a good kind of leading by anymore because that shit just makes you stop having a good life. I'm sorry, yes, I'm there.
He went there.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so there we go. Luffy.
Okay, now, Luffy. I will say I didn't like him one time. It was anime. It was Goku versus Luffy versus that little boy, Naruto. They were from.
I got Goku out of that.
Naruto, yeah. They had a three-way fight between them. And it was pretty badass. No, it was a very fast-paced anime. I like Luffy was kicking Goku's ass.
So is it Luffy or Luffy?
Luffy. I'll say Luffy.
Okay.
Luffy. Luffy. So Luffy. 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 Hi. Okay.
Let's jump
in this bad boy. So we got some good ones today, y'all. We're going to do. Shout out to Jimbo, Steve, and Steven Beef Meat Slab, and
Selena.
Selena.
Diverse. No. Minority. Was it Minority?
Minority.
Minority, okay.
Jimbo.
Hey, man, like, those guys, you wanted to complain about names. Like, when Jimbo came on here, he wasn't Jimbo. It was, like, Wolfman or some shit like that. On his
yeah,
Wolfman. Or something. It was something that was, I don't know. I don't remember what it was, but I know this. Specifically something that we've never referenced to or never said before to him. And it's like, did you watch Raw?
Yes.
Okay, remember with the segment between Big E and Dolph Lundgren and
Big D.
McIntyre. Well, when Bobby Roode goes, they call me Big Bob, and Biggie's like,
Nobody's
ever called you. That was those moments with Jimbo.
Yeah. No,
I was like, we've never called you that ever, and I don't think I'm going to start now. You're Jimbo.
It is Selena. She made up her own name. We forced her to make her own name.
It just came out pretty racist. It was like, you're a minority. We got to be, like, out there with everybody. You know, we all have color, though, except for Steven. Oh, and Jimbo.
Who was it? Was it Dr. Shocktopus? What did he call him? That drummer boy. Little drummer boy.
Oh,
Little drummer boy. Well, Steve was like, no.
We got to do it with an L-I-L.
Lil, L-I-L.
Lil drama, and then you got to spell it like D-R-U-M-M-A.
I'm actually about dropping a mixtape of some of my chopped and screwed tracks.
Hell yeah.
Drop it.
I'll review that motherfucker.
Seriously, drop it so we can get you on here, bro. Now, we don't mind having other people on here. Just don't ever, no one ever wants to come on and chill with us. But, you know, I know you will. I know you will in a heartbeat. So let's do it.
Pinto wants to jump on, but he wants to talk wrestling. Talk some wrestling.
He can't out-wrestle us. Speaking of wrestling. Here's what Arizona's wrestling with right now.
Oh, my God.
Arizona work bonus. So for those who live in Arizona, for those who don't know, Arizona has this thing right now. If you go back to work, if you were unemployed, but then you went back to work, you got anywhere between a $1,000 to $3,000 bonus.
$2,000. One to two.
Well, you got chip. You got jit because some of the reports I've been seeing was the $3,000.
I was only approved for the two.
Oh. Well, hey, two is better than none.
It's better than none, but you know, the reason I brought this up today is just because it's a pain in the motherfucking ass. Oh my God. Dude, so I will tell the people I fucked up when I confirmed my pay. I accidentally put my routing number as my account number and my account number as my routing number, and ever since then, I have not been able to change it on the website AZ. ReturnToWorkBonus.com. I've called the motherfucking hotline like 3, 4, 5 goddamn times, and they're fucking worthless. Yeah,
and Deucey, rude.
And rude, Deucey, bitch-ass motherfucker. And then I went about it to go call AZDES, you know, and down in Phoenix. And that's a pain in the ass as well. You call the number, it tells you the options. You pick an option, and then it gives another voice message machine, and it tells you to call another number. Every fucking option is like, you pick it, and they're like, well, you need to call this number. I'm like, I want to talk to a person. Let me talk
to a goddamn computer.
Not the motherfucker. Then I was like, you know what? God bless, we have one in town. Economics of, you know, here in town on 4th Street. And I was like, okay, maybe I can get to them. I called them up, and fucking once again, it was like, option one, family help. Option two, unemployment. Option three,
he's joking, folks. He's not joking.
My ass. Option three, ha, ha, ha. Option four, fuck you. You know, every fucking thing I pushed, they were just like, it was like, hello. This is the AC department of blah, 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 and fuck your couch. Call this number. Click. You know? And I was like, what? I can't get to nobody? And I looked at the reviews for our DES here in town. Mm-hmm. Fucking trash, dude.
Oh, yeah. They're return to work bonus and...
Yeah, and that number. So if anybody out there is dealing with this right now, especially living in AZ, it's a bitch. Like, I've called several times to this number, and all they are is fucking people sitting there answering this phone. They can't help you at all. They won't help you at all. I asked, I was like, can you just put in my numbers? I fucked up, you know? And they will not, like, help. They're fucking worthless. That number is, like, I'm thinking about all the taxpayers' dollars we are paying right now.
For this bullshit.
For this bullshit where I can't get a hold of anybody from our government, our fucking place here, because it's just automatic telemachines telling me to call another number. That when I call that number is going to tell me to call another number. Then it's going to keep going. So I'm not a happy camper.
I wouldn't be either, shit. And trust me, folks, because people are kind of scamming this shit. They're getting that money, and they're going back to work, quitting. Going back to work, quitting, and that's how they keep receiving this bonus. I'm like,
yeah, and for me, like, it's just putting my actual account number, routing number in the thing, but the website doesn't work. It just will not let me put in my information. It's all grayed out. A few times when I actually got in there and got to change the numbers, mm-hmm. and then when I put it says verified, and it says, and I push confirm, and it fucking it automatically like kicks me out and says error, cancel or take action. Guess what? I push the take action button. Nothing fucking happens. I push that key. I'm like, why give me the fucking option? If you're going to give me a cancel or a take action, yeah, I'm going to take action. And nothing.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I've been so, like, frustrated with all of this that I almost threw my fucking laptop across the goddamn room just because I was just like, I was about to turn into a Jimbo.
I was going to say, that's exactly what the hell I was going to say. Don't you pull a Jimbo.
I was about to be, what's crazy though is on Google Chrome, you can't get to the website. It says website not found.
Let's try it right now.
On Google Chrome? Uh-huh. Are you there? It wouldn't let me go to the site before on Google Chrome. It let me go on Firefox. It let me go on.
It's your settings.
Yeah. So me and Big Daddy will figure that out after the podcast.
So, show you something, folks.
Oh, you got the website up?
Uh-huh. Actually, let's get modern. I'm sorry for. I know I got you guys all over the goddamn place. I'm so sorry. So
let's get modern.
Yeah, we're gonna get modern.
Wait, you can share the screen though, right?
That's exactly what I was gonna do. yeah, people. Wait, forgive me. I'm just old. I'm sorry. Just
I am DJ Chopped Unknown. Shout out to my homie Cannibal Cannabis, aka DJ Death Smoke, for getting me into making Chopped and Screwed music. He made a Rick and Morty nerdcore. I was never into Rick and Morty. I just never got, I know it's big. I know it's huge. Oh, here it is. Website.
There's a website right there, folks. Oh, and Anime Waifu. I'm sorry. I don't like Rick and Morty either.
I
watched a couple episodes, bro. I just couldn't.
I didn't know about Rick and Morty until Pickle Rick. Everybody was like, Pickle Rick. And I'm like, the fuck is Pickle Rick?
Yeah, I was working at Barnes & Noble, and some little girl cussed me out. You know, what kind of a nerd do you claim you are?
Remember we talked about this? Yeah. The same shit that happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like when I was working at the gas station. And somebody's like, oh, yeah, how can you call yourself a nerd when you don't watch Rick and Morty? I'm like, big fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, the wealth of knowledge in this brain, I don't need no Rick and Morty in this bullshit.
Fuck Rick and Morty, man. Yeah, that little girl, she almost got punched, man. She seriously.
I remember too, you telling me that. Like,
she almost got fucking throat chops. Like,
chop.
Bam!
Instead of shot,
chop. Right there. Right there. all along the process. Right there. No, I'm sorry.
He knows where to hit.
Oh, right there, boy.
Yeah, so
that's the work bonus, y'all.
Yeah, fuck. Hey, Deucey, I even got you on Twitter. I even told him, I was like, yo, your AZDES is trash, bruh. And I fucking tagged you on that shit, and I said, fuck you, Deucey, and fuck your couch.
He did.
Yep.
He did.
Yes, I did. And if you want to retweet that motherfucker, retweet that motherfucker. And let Deucey know C+ Studios is not.
We sent you. Somehow we sent you. But you know who did send you?
Who?
Sex. Why?
Oh.
Because this is what I wanted to know.
But before we do this, can we do what we normally do when we talk about sex? I want to talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Wow, whoa, hey.
That's right. Big Daddy got the tongue. I don't play. Same fire all day, baby. Shit. We just got demonetized.
Right?
It's all good.
When have we not been demonetized?
You know what? Because one day it looks like we're going to get monetized. Next minute, they're like, oh, okay.
There they go. Are you talking about that pussy?
Yeah, that's right. There's people who talk about worshiping us.
I know.
Damn. The sex, folks. Single versus taken. I'm single. And I also have been taken. I've been married. And I'm not going to lie. There's a difference.
You've lived many lives.
I have lived many fucking lives. And I'm not going to lie. When you're single, you know, you can just do your thing and, you know, bust ass and send them out the door. But when you're taken, it almost kind of, it's for a while, it's like, oh, yeah, this is cool. This is cool. Yeah, I got in-house, and she got in-house. We can just bust each other's ass, or depending on which way you flip, you know.
Either or. Whatever you're into.
Yeah, whatever you're into. Whatever you feel. And it just seems like, you know, you got your in-house. You ain't got to go looking. No. You ain't got to beg, nothing like that. But after a while, if you don't keep that fire going,
it stops.
It does stop. It almost becomes like a chore.
I mean, yeah.
It's like, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, when I was married, that's how I had my son. We were getting just,
like just getting at it.
Just getting at it, man. But we ain't gonna lie, our honeymoon lasted a year.
God damn.
Our honeymoon lasted a year because we were going out before that. You know, we were living in my mom's house. We couldn't be stay in the same room, which I understand. But when we got our own apartment.
We had the opposite problem. We got our own place, and bada bing, bada boom, a weekend. Hey, I'm pregnant. It was like, fuck! Like, we just got freedom. We just got out of my folks' place, man. Like, yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry, pregnant stuff is good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, when we finally got some freedom, then the kid came.
Here she comes. Yeah, here she comes. Boy, it happens. It happens. So, yes, it just depends on how you choose to play. So, after all this time, from your perspective, what's better? Yes, I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh my God, dude. That's
I'll put you on the spot. It's what we do.
You know,
of course. That damn ring. You know, he gets his ass.
We'll be like this.
I hear sis right now. You tell Phil to kiss my ass. Don't be putting you on the spot like that.
There's a difference, you know. It definitely, like, it's like anything, man. Like, when you're single and, like, that freedom's there, you know, there's no attachment.
No, there is.
No, it's like one and done. Fuck, you know, gives you head and then she's out the door. You know, that's all she wants to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But with being married, she's going to be there.
Yeah.
Even after, you know what I mean? It's like it's one of those things where when you're single, you hit the skins and then fucking she's out, you know? And now it's like you hit the skins and you're like, man, still here. Then we got to, then they come.
What did I smell? Oh, it's fucked.
Then it was like, then they'll critique your work. You know, with hitting it, you know, they really don't critique you. They're just like, you know, they'll either give you that face like it wasn't great, or they'll give you that face like, damn, it was good.
Uh-huh.
With marriage, over time, it's like, well, you know, you could do this, man. You know, yeah. You could do this, you know.
Oh, I got that plenty of times, man. You could do this, well, you won't let me. Because I don't want to come. Why? Why?
Well, is that the point, though? Like,
huh? That's the point. That is the point. But see, she equated, first wife equated having orgasms with control.
Oh.
That was her
thing. She wanted to make it on her time.
Yeah, she wanted to make it on her time until one day she just said, just hit it, boy. And I hit that, boy, I hit it. And
did you like go, oh.
No, she. She was like, and she kept saying, wait. No.
You said?
No. You said, beat the sense of grabbing by her, having her damn hip. What now? And she did what she, like I said, she it was about control.
Yeah, Anime Waifu, send us the link. I'll check it out. Yeah.
You will not get copyrighted, man. Love you. Okay, yeah, send it.
But yeah, I think that is the thing. Like, you know, you hit the skins, then they go.
Yeah.
You marry, they're there. Then over time, like, it's like fucking like homework after that. You got to figure out how to keep it alive, keep it fresh.
Maintain. And, hell yeah. Cosplay.
You know, cosplay, fucking like anal beads or some shit like that, you know?
Yes. No, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, she can anal beads. Shit.
That's not why I'm not a mind. We know. You've ride with us before, bro. You're good.
I don't even know why you even brought that up.
I was just saying that people get kinky these days.
I know they do. They get kinky with this shit nowadays. That's what I'm saying.
You
keep it alive.
Yeah, well, it's like like when you hear about like swinger parties and shit, and like the dude's taking on the dude and the woman's taking on the woman. You know what I mean? Like it's a whole new age, bro.
I know. Me and my friend Tina, I told you about that story. We went to a certain Halloween party that no longer functions in Flagstaff because,
got that a little out of control.
Got a little out of control. Plus, they're married now, so they're spending their time vacationing, going out and spending time. I'm like, thank you. Go. And I remember when they apologized to everyone, the Halloween party won't be going on this year, and they kept apologizing. I told them, fuck everyone. I said, go on vacations.
Fucking kidding me?
Look at this. Yeah, I just noticed something about these little stands. Look at that. Quick breaking this text. This some bitch extends. That's what she said. This some bitch extends right here. He just looked at me like, what the hell? I didn't even know it did that. I didn't even know it did that either because I was turning a little bubble. Oh, I'm like, oh shit.
Oh, game changer. Shit, dude. No. You know how many times I'm like, oh man, if only this motherfucker would extend. You know what I mean? Because it's short and stubby like my penis. And it's just like, god damn. Dude, you changed my life. You extended me.
Okay, Howard Stern.
You changed my life.
God damn it. Anyway.
That's my take.
That's your take. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to keep it alive somehow, some way, man.
By extending.
Extend the love. You know. I see a lot of couples nowadays, they take it from that. They're taking the cue from that, the movie Four Christmases with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
I barely saw that movie last year. That's a good movie.
That's a good movie. How he would go out there and he would try to seduce her and stuff like that, keep his game up. Yeah, I thought that was cool. I met a couple who do that shit.
And then they finally met each other's parents, and like that's where it all changed. You know?
Yeah.
Because usually they don't go see their parents. They were going to go on vacation or some shit like that. And I've heard about that movie for a very long time. And, like, Christmas is my jam.
Yeah.
And I was like, why have I never watched this movie? I watched the movie. I'm like, this movie's fucking dope. Like,
it is. It's fun. It is fun, like a fun sex movie, folks. I mean, it will give you some ideas. I'm not going to lie. It will give you some fucking ideas, man.
Was it like Deadpool? Happy National Women's Day when he's getting...
Nope. Yeah. Ex only, baby. It's funny as shit. I mean, yeah. For those of all who are in relationships, yeah, just keep it alive. Don't be shy. And if you're single like me, and you know, please be safe.
Yes.
Wrap it.
Don't. Yeah, I've heard terrible things about that kind of shit when people are just hitting skins like crazy and. You know, an infection happens.
Bro, I used to work for the Coconino County Health Department. And it was my job to go help them find the nastiness. And when I would, and I mean, there's a few times I got to see behind the scenes about, you know, when they were checking them and stuff like that. I'm like, ooh, okay, yeah, this is why we're...
heard a story about, it's in the book. Like behind the paint. I forgot what he got, but his shit was like all blue and fucking big and whatnot. He's all embarrassed and shit. I had to go to the doctor and then to stick a needle in his penis and to get the infection down or whatever. I don't remember what he had, but he was like, he was one of those freestyle stories he told in the audio book. He's like, fuck, I never told anybody that. You know, I was like, fuck, man. Because I was embarrassed. Went to the doctor. I pulled my dick out. It was all googly moogly looking and shit. You know? And he just got a shot in his fucking penis.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. I've seen men and women get shots.
Oh, God. Stuff. My dick just went like a turtle.
It should. Because I ain't gonna lie. No, so that's a good thing about being taken in-house. You ain't got to worry about all that shit. You ain't got to worry about all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. You're single, though. Wrap it. Just wrap it.
Wrap it before you tap it.
Exactly. Speaking of tapping, we're going to tap into something real quick. That was
You are getting better at the little, like, swaying into things now.
Damn right.
Damn.
What are we doing? The Venom 2 review.
I did one. But it was more of a reaction, and just because what the kid wanted to do or a quick reaction when he was in the movie, so we did one for that Juggalo vlog. But I wanted to hold a real conversation about the movie with you.
Cool.
Yeah, we did a quick reaction after we dropped you off and stuff like that. And it was real quick. Like, he didn't give anything away. I was just like, all right, the movie's been out for a week.
It was good.
Now, spoilers. Spoilers if you've not seen Venom 2.
This is where you fast forward. Seriously, this is where you fast forward. So if you want to listen to all this, hey, that's fine. I didn't see the first Venom. I've been trying to watch the first Venom without great success because I keep getting distracted. But the second one, I'm not gonna lie, it is one of those movies that you do have to
You have to see the first one
to get the gist of the main story. So this one picks up pretty much after the first movie, a few months after.
You know. But it's where I explained to you about Venom when we went to go see Venom, Venom 2, when I was just like, this movie is gonna be very odd. It's the humor in it is very like it's a different tone.
Yeah, I was cool with it.
Yeah,
I like that shit.
It's not your average comic book movie.
No, it's not. That's what I loved about it.
Yeah, and that's how the first movie is. And I rewatched the first movie before we went to go see it when I watched it with the kid.
Uh-huh.
She loved it. She loved it. Like the heart and soul of those movies is Eddie and Venom's relationship.
And the way they talk to him. The way they talk to each other, people, they're walking down the street, you know, you hear Venom talking, and then all of a sudden you hear Eddie responding back. And they were walking past, like looking at him, like in the prison scene where they're gonna go talk to
he's talking to him the whole time. He walked around and saw that lady, and he's like, what does he say? He goes, shut up or something, like you're an idiot or something like that.
Oh, she's like, excuse me.
He's like, oh no, not you. Like,
and then the guard he was talking and the guard was looking at him like, who are you talking to?
Dude, the fight between them when they hit the apartment.
They wrecked that damn apartment.
Oh, they wrecked shit. I want to see this movie again, but like I said, the Venom, Electric Recon is such a great movie. I loved it, and it's Andy Serkis. Andy Serkis directed this one. He didn't direct the first one, but my fear, what I told you that I was worried about was when Andy Serkis took over the director's chair, I was like, I hope we don't lose the tone of the first movie. And we did. So I was very happy about that. I was like, it's still odd, it's still weird. I remember like in midpoint of the movie, even you had that look on your face, like, what the fuck am I watching? Like,
no, that wasn't it, though.
That was a kid.
Some bitch said, if you watch this, you fuck you, you little motherfucker, watch playing on your goddamn phone the entire time. And folks, that little son bitch was on his phone, just like this. Like this. So I stopped, and I'm looking at him like this, just like this. And I see him going at the corner of his eye.
And his mom came in, too.
Like that. And his mom looked over. She seen me looking at him, and she was trying to get his attention. And he was like, whoop, just playing my game. So I sat there, I think, for the first 5 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Just looking at him.
Well, I didn't know, remember? Like, until after the movie. You know, like, they told me this. It's like, damn, dog. Like, if you're going to a fucking movie, like, seriously, man, what? You're going there to watch a fucking movie. If you're going to go play on your phone, you don't need to go to the fucking movies to fucking, like, play on your phone. God, you do it 24/7 anyway. You can't put it down for like an hour and a half and be respectful to other motherfucking people? Jesus fucking Christ, man. I hate that shit. Like, me and Doug, we have the worst fucking luck ever going to movies. Occasionally, we don't have bad luck in Cinema One.
Yeah.
We never have bad luck in Cinema One. But it's always in the other movie theaters.
Where someone got their fucking phone out.
Phone out, or we got the drunks. Or we got people that are just talking, and like when we saw Jungle Cruise, you know, it was no offense to like the kid in front, but like he was just like this kid had ADD, like he was talking and like he was like the scream, and you know, I was like, I'm gonna be like, shut the fuck up.
That's when you wait about halfway through the movie to see who's sitting down wherever, see if everyone's gonna settle down.
Yeah,
that's when you move somewhere else.
Yeah, bro, but you know me, though. I'm very picky about where I sit. Like,
I don't know why.
I'm so picky about where I sit.
I don't know why. I'm just like,
when we went to see, I'm telling you the truth.
Well, I feel like that I'm going to watch Aquaman this weekend. Me too. I've been on this DC movie kick. Even I've been wanting to watch Jonah Hex because Jonah Hex is on HBO.
You're going to be very disappointed.
Oh, I know. I know. People already told me.
It's not that it's bad. It's way too fast. Like you feel like you're watching an episode of a show, and the movie's over, and you're like, wow, that there's a lot of movies. It's like X-Men, Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
And right now, it's just like, okay, we're getting, oh, wait, aliens? Wait, what? Whoop. The movie's over? You know what I mean? That's how that movie plays, Jonah Hex.
That wasn't like that, the second one.
No, the movie felt longer to me than an hour and a half.
It did. Yeah. I mean, it was an hour and a half, but it felt long. I think because it was just an immersive story. It's like the best way to put it, folks. I compare it to the Deadpool movies. I really do. I compare Venom to the Deadpool movies. I mean, they absorb you so much. You just sit there and watch.
I might say an unpopular opinion to people. I will probably watch the Venom movies more than I would do the Deadpool movies. Because I've enjoyed them that much. Because, don't get me wrong, I'll watch Deadpool. I'll fuck with Deadpool. But, like, I don't know, man. These movies just...
There was something about Venom.
Something about Venom that just, like... It's like we all have that little voice in the back of our head. Though, you know? Like, yes.
And it was Tom Hardy who was doing the voice.
Yeah, and I thought it was Candyman, remember?
Yeah. I mean, he sounds just like him. He sounds just like Tony Todd. It was Tom Hardy in his regular Australian accent.
Yeah, and like the way Tom himself, like the acting chops, like that, like the way he was like nervous all the time, and the way he was, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was just one of those things that I felt personally. I was like that mannerism he's doing, like. It's weird, but it works. Like, you know, this isn't the Eddie I know. Wait, what are you saying? Hey, Candy, I think Deadpool is better than Spider-Man. You know, I have to agree to, I mean, I have to disagree. Spider-Man's my jam. I fucking love Spider-Man. I, you know, and the people jump on the Deadpool wagon after the movies came out.
Yeah.
Like, I've known about Deadpool for a very long time. Don't get me wrong. I'm a very big fan of the character way before the movies. Well, like, shit, when he was introduced in the New Mutants.
Shit, I got a first issue.
Yeah, like I've known of this character, and he really didn't blow up. Like he was cool during like early '90s. Like he wasn't huge like he is now. He was never huge like he was now. Like when he started in early 2000s, I would say that's when he started picking up. You know, the character itself grew and grew and grew.
It exploded
so much so DC was like. Fuck, we need that character. So what did they do? They made Harley Quinn that character. Oh, sorry, here, that's trash can.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's what they did. Like, Deadpool was such an impact at that time that DC had to be like, oh, Harley Quinn's that character. She's talking and, you know, breaking the fourth wall and this and that. And, you know, but Deadpool is the original gangster of that.
No, actually, there was someone else who beat him to that.
Well, you might.
But she didn't get the credit. She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She broke a lot of that.
She broke that wall down.
Sorry, she got that. You know, I love you.
We still love you. I'm glad you gave your own series, though.
Yeah!
You're getting your own series.
But overall review, what would you say out of a scale of 10?
I just go 1 through 5.
Okay, let's do 1 through 5.
I say a 4.
Give me all
of them. Because I think the entire cast brought together, you know, you have Tom Hardy, Woody Harrelson played Cletus Cassidy.
He was badass.
Yes, he was. Michelle Williams, which I told you, I was like, I don't know if that was Michelle Williams.
She got a little thick.
She did get a little, oh, she sure did, especially them hips and ass. Oh, my God. I don't care if that sounds sexist either.
And
she's looking good.
The CG alone on like Venom and Carnage was fucking sick.
They brought that together.
We got it's in the trailer, but when he goes, he's like, and he comes in and says, oh, no, that's a red one.
You know, he backed up quick, that's a red one.
And then he's like, I promise you can eat whoever you want. Promise? Yes, you can eat whoever you want. Promise?
Oh, yeah, he came back. We also have J.K. Simmons back as...
Oh,
we're going to talk about that. One more thing.
Yeah, the biggest revelation in this movie is
Naomi Harris. I didn't know that was... homegirl from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But the biggest revelation, break it down, bro.
They have brought Venom, Eddie Brock, into the MCU, and I think it's because of what Doctor Strange is doing in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes.
Yes. So I think that's awesome. Like, it made me geek. Like, especially when the room changed and stuff like that. And then Venom was like, oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. On the screen, I was like,
yeah, look at the damn screen. I'm like, oh, Gino, but I was like, hey.
But as the inner Spider-Man fan, and like me, as like, it took me to being a kid when I was reading those comics and Venom was introduced and stuff like that, you know, it took, like, it just brought so much joy, because I remember when they said the Venom movie, I was like, well, we kind of have Spider-Man, you know what I mean? Like, we got, like, but I gotta say, the movie's paid off, and now that we're gonna see Tom Hardy go with Tom Holland Spider-Man, I'm fucking ecstatic, dude. I'm just like,
exactly.
Just give me all of it.
Where's he gonna? I don't think he's gonna pop up in Spider-Man next. I think he's gonna pop up somewhere else first, then Spider-Man. I think he's gonna fall into the whole Sinister Six story they keep talking about.
That's what I'm interested about. Like, where are they gonna go with the character itself? Because he's kind of established at this point as an anti-hero. As Lethal Protectors. Remember how I geeked that in the theater about that live? I was just like,
Lethal Protectors.
Lethal, what we call the Lethal Protectors. I was like, oh. And if you don't get that reference.
What'd you say? Can I have a link? Oh, so I can hit you up with that link?
Just put it in the comments of this video.
Yeah, put it in the comments, bro.
Put it in the comments, and we got you. We got you. Or send it to cplusstudios928@gmail.com.
That's right.
No nudes.
Yeah, no nudes. We'll get reported, bro. We get up in that shit.
We get enough
on a daily basis, man. I'm like, okay, who is this for?
So for me, I give the movie a 5.
You give it a 5?
I give both of them. I love the first one. I'm definitely gonna rewatch. Like, so much so that it was funny too. Was like, I told you, like, I remember seeing the movie with the wife at the home, and I was like, man, I don't remember this movie at all. I remember I didn't like it. Probably because
I remember you didn't like it either.
Probably because I was a little buzzed, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck is this? Little and I think I saw it drunk, you know what I'm saying? And like, but when I rewatched it, didn't remember shit. I was like, oh man, this movie's awesome, man. Like, so I think I'm going to start, like, going back. Remember the movies I trashed?
Mm-hmm.
Except The Last Jedi. No. I will go back and rewatch Aquaman.
Shit. I know.
You know what I mean?
The Last Jedi, when you get the creator of Star Wars to even now say that movie was shit, something wrong.
You get George Lucas's ex-wife coming up, and he's just like, excuse me, these sequel trilogies suck.
Oh, you saw that article I sent you? Boy, she went.
Bullshit. No, I did. I already knew the article because they reported it on Rebel Force Radio.
Rebel Force Radio.
Yeah, so, like, no, but they talked about it. They read the article, and then, but the thing is, like, I was like, she also hated the prequel trilogy, so this isn't, like, new. She there is a story out there where she did go to a preview with somebody from LSM. Did I say it right?
Industrial Light Magic?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody from that took her to a premiere of Phantom Menace. And she was very dramatic. She's like, and I went out to the car after I saw that movie and I cried.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, this bitch is like, ooh, this, I was just like, and people who are jumping on it now and whatnot, I'm just like, she trashed the prequels too that we all love now, you know. But that's so weird, though. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember the prequels came out? The backlash of the nerddom. Now it's like, oh, they're cool now.
Oh, yeah, because no, they're actually more mature now. That whole generation is more mature, so now they're like they're seeing what the story was about, what it was trying to do, and you know what I love it all.
No, like,
even the bad some bitches.
I Phantom Menace. I remember the first time I saw it on opening day. The scene that stuck with me was about two scenes: pod racing scene, because I thought that was really cool.
Did you see the extended version that came out later on in Blu-ray?
I think I have it somewhere. That, and then also I got the Duel of Fates, you know, with Maul and Qui-Gon, and, you know, that just that music alone that I like to do all the time when they fight and stuff. That's awesome. Attack of the Clones, it gets good towards the end. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those slow burn movies. Yeah. Where you're trying to build Padme and Anakin's love and whatnot. Well, Revenge of the Sith.
Tell a story. Yeah. Trying to tell a story. And then Revenge of the Sith.
That's my jam. I love
it. I love that one, too, because I remember I was standing in line, and Anthony was just a kid during that time, and his teacher was in front of us. This is what I really remember about it, because she was there with her boyfriend, but she was he got pissed because the whole time we were standing in line, getting ready to go in, she was sitting there talking to me the whole time, and the next thing I know, she's standing right here next to me, and he's sitting there just...
Mad dogging you?
Something like this. He was a mad dog. He was just looking around. So
he knew better than mad dog you, though. You know?
Well, because I had all my crew there because we were all going to go see it.
Yeah.
So I think he knew better. But yeah, she was cool. And, you know, that's my main memory about that, because he was eating.
Yeah, but no, I'm thinking like going back to Aquaman. You remember how much I trashed that movie? And I still trash that movie. But I was thinking of going back and rewatching it, and you know, like get my nerdiness out of the way.
Yeah.
And watch the movie. So that happens a lot. All right. You got a 4, I got a 5.
Did we freeze?
Oh.
No.
Oh, see, I was like, oh, that still?
No, that's me. That's me holding on real still. I just wanted to laugh real quick.
Oh, for the next one?
No, he had laughed too real quick.
What? What are you doing?
Oh, dude, you'll see.
Oh my god.
You'll see.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Y'all want to see Game Beagle ape shit right now?
This from a blog? I can't see what he's putting on there, so oh shit, we get this. Woo baby.
Okay, I love the poster though. The first movie poster I saw was the one right here where it says last. This is the one I saw first. This one right here. I thought that was cool. I was like, okay, this one reminded me of Suicide Squad for some reason, like the 87 reboot.
The poster I love more out of when they were doing the promotion for this was, what's it called? Right there, the first teaser poster.
This
one? One where. Ray's holding up the lightsaber. That one. I remember I saw that and I was just like, oh, that poster's bad.
And it was part of the book series too.
Yeah, like and then they did that with all the books too. The little white outlining, red and whatnot, the building to The Last Jedi. I don't know, bro. Like I've seen this movie 2 times in my life.
I saw it twice too.
Two and a half, I would say. Like I tried it. Two and a half. I think it's like 2.5 times. Saw it in theaters twice. One with you. Was it my brother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all three of us. And Doug, right?
And Doug.
Yeah. And then, like, I remember after that movie, I've said it a billion times. Like, after that movie, I remember we were like, huh. Like, we walked out with the Star Wars hot.
We did.
We walked out. Then, like, when we started breaking it down and everything, I was like, yeah, then like it just didn't sit well with me. And then the wife was like, "What'd you think?" And I was like, "I don't know." You know what I mean? And we went back and watched it the next day with her, and I just remember like at the end of it, I was like,
"I mean, I got it right away. I understood what they were trying to do. That he was just really trying to do something different. But at that time, what's his name? Shane Black." Hollywood has this thing about trying to copy Shane Black and whatever he does right now. And I'm sorry, Hollywood, other directors.
Well, that's why I don't like Iron Man 3.
You can't copy him.
I don't like Iron Man. Iron Man 3 is a weird movie.
He made it for him.
Yeah, he did make it for him.
He made it for him.
And it's just the one Marvel movie I remember seeing that movie. I was like, this is fucking garbage. But I'm glad in Ten Rings that they... It kind of tied up that storyline because I was just like, man, I was so high for the Mandarin. Like, I was so hyped.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh my God, this is deep comic lore right here, because that's one of, that's his fucking Joker right there, man.
But the funny thing is that everyone, there's a lot of people who didn't like Iron Man 3, but it was Marvel's highest grossing.
Oh my God, that movie made stupid money. Like
almost $1 billion in one weekend?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh my God. But it's funny now, it's like we go to it now and remember like every fucking Marvel movie, billion. Now because of COVID and everything, it's like Shang-Chi made 98,000, best box office winner. We're like, and I'm like, damn, you guys would be making billions and billions off these movies.
Yeah.
They're like only making like 100K or some shit like that.
I think that Shang-Chi total right now, it's like
something million. It's like, I know it's like
100 and no 200. Let's look.
Yeah, let's look at the Shang-Chi.
Let's look.
Yeah.
See, I love this shit. Shang-Chi.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go full on your face. Because I'm going to grab you some water.
Box office numbers. We're going to see what this is real quick, folks.
Okay, and I'm going to grab my plug and put it in.
All right.
Because I brought it this time, guys.
Yeah, folks. can you believe he actually brought it this time? So, what we're going to look at right now is box office numbers for Mr. Shang-Chi. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm not going to lie, folks. It's one of Marvel's better movies right now. I mean, in terms of storytelling and doing something completely different. So, okay, here it goes right there. Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings grossed $1.9 million on Tuesday to bring its 19-day domestic income to $180 million. So Shang-Chi succeeded where Tenet failed. That's because what was the director's name, bro?
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan got pissed off because they were bringing it to HBO Max. And said, no, it's a game. Hollywood's a fucking game. Just like it's all, just like anything. It's a fucking game. Just play the game. You want to make your money? Shit, play the fucking game. And he was up in his feelings about it. And which I don't blame him. Keep putting it like, no, when you make money, movies like that, guess what? You want that money. So Shang-Chi, total $360 million. That is worldwide. That is not yet counting Disney Plus. Yeah. So when it hits Disney Plus, so 360 million, bro.
It's gonna make some money on the
Disney, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That Whipsoe comes on Disney Plus here in the next 30 days now?
January.
Oh yeah. Black Widow made more money off of on Disney Plus than they did.
Well, you know, I'm gonna buy the physical copy, so I know there's still physical copy fools out there. Like us.
We just gotta have it, folks, because you know what if the internet goes down? We got damn our copy.
Oh, look at what happened when Facebook and Instagram went down and fucking group me or whatever.
Oh, like, people lost their shit. People lost their fucking mind. What are we gonna do? We're losing money. People can't see our asses. I mean, they can't see our asses. I mean, they can't see a stream. And then thoughts on Sora going Smash?
You gotta be more specific.
Yeah, be more specific. I know that's probably a gaming question, but
oh, speaking of games, like before we leave this, because this is kind of like a movie. Now this became like a movie thing. Did you see the Resident Evil movie trailer? The new movie that's coming out, Welcome to Raccoon City. I want to see
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. I didn't see that.
Yeah, no. It just came out of nowhere. It came up on my time. Somebody in my timeline on Facebook posted it up. They're like, hey, what is everyone's thoughts on the new Resident Evil? Can we watch the trailer on here?
We are now.
Oh, okay. Cool. It's called the Welcome to Raccoon City. Okay, and it literally looks like the first game. Like, I'm not a gamer, but I know what the first game is. Because I had friends in my life that played that game.
This poor child, he just don't know what the hell he missing, huh, folks?
No, not at all.
Oh, I saw my girl on there.
Yeah, because like I said, it's just
a ghost from Ant-Man and Wasp.
I want that character to come back. That character needs to come back.
I think she is. They got plans.
They got plans, boy. All right, well, if you got to do that, I definitely need my headphones so I can hear the trailer.
Raccoon City. Trailer.
It should just pop up.
All right, folks. We want to. Robbie Amell is in this one.
Yeah. We're going to watch a trailer.
Sure. First, it has to be a task. stupid commercial.
Oh, the ads?
Yep. All right. So, who knows? And wait for it to load. Because we are on ancient technology, ladies and gentlemen. My laptop is old, I'm not gonna lie. I've had this sucker since 2014. Even though I've upgraded the memory, all that stuff, blah, 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 it's still, you know, Big Daddy needs a...
Oh, something with Kingdom Hearts. I don't really know.
Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts is the Square Enix Disney collaboration game that basically combines different characters from each universe. And it's a cool-ass game. It's a cool-ass RPG. It's an action RPG.
So like Fortnite?
Almost like Fortnite. It has the main protagonists are Mickey, Donald, and Goofy. And then it has different characters from Disney appear, different characters from the Square Enix games, like, you know, like Final Fantasy, those games and stuff like that. So it's a cool mashup. Let me see if this is going to do it. All right.
We're going to watch the trailer here, guys, if you want to watch with us.
What do you know this one? All right. Let's go to her. We're going to get y'all in. All right, folks. So we're going to see if I can actually do this.
Every story has a beginning.
Nope. I can hear it.
The origin.
Can you hear it?
Evil.
Yeah, I can.
Why are you back here, Claire? Your conspiracies weren't true when we were kids.
But it looks like they lost a lot of money. He says, I hope this doesn't get taken down.
Watch this.
I'm afraid, Claire. I'm afraid of what they're going to do to this town.
Yeah.
You see, Umbrella, no. They have an incident.
I'm talking to how would we watch it afterwards? I mean,
people are getting sick.
Hey, you can hear. Okay, we'll watch it afterwards.
Yeah, watch
it after. Let the world know what's really going on.
I tell you, folks, it's always something on Big Daddy's side.
We're learning. It's
we
okay.
are learning. It's
learning.
Okay.
We're learning.
Do we have one more question? We didn't have one more question. Yeah, fuck that question.
Which question was it?
It was this one.
Oh, yeah. I think we already answered
that. We pretty much answered all that stuff. But you know what? Yeah, we ain't going to answer that, son of a bitch. But, you know, folks, thank you for chiming in with us.
Thank you. This was fun. Like, I would love to do like a watch along and like and I hope this doesn't get taken down because you know fucking assholes be like copyright. And I'm like, man, it looks like you. But when you watch the trailer for Resident Evil, It looks very low budget.
Like
it looks like the game, but it looks more low budget. Like they had to suck a few dicks to get that fucking budget for this movie.
Especially after the last Resident Evil movies.
Yeah,
Really didn't do too good.
They're just like no.
Yeah, pretty much like that. No, we're not going to do that, y'all. I know what, though. Wrestling. For those who ain't wrestling fans, man, I'm telling you, it's heating up. WWE, I like WWE, but they're in trouble. They are in trouble. Fucking Ring of Honor, they've upped their game. Fucking Impact, the WOW, Women of Wrestling reboot, that's coming up. AE, of course,
NWA.
NWA. Oh, NWA. What network picked them up?
Dude, Forbes magazine wrote a piece, I believe, if it is Forbes, of Tony Khan and saying, I think the article read, what did it say? It said, Vince McMahon. After 20 years, has real competition. And it shows Vince and it shows Tony. And, you know, and I think if Tony is smart, which he is, he'll learn from past mistakes. And this won't fall into the whole what happened with ECW, what happened with WCW. I think he's much of a nerd for wrestling that he knows better this time and not make stupid-ass decisions. Like the championship in the box match.
Yeah. Did you ever see, do you ever watch Chris Jericho's podcast?
Okay.
I like that one, but he was interviewing Tony Khan. That was a very, very big eye opener. He
What happened? Oh, he went to Forbes.
So let me bring this back.
Yeah. So, it's one of those things where Tony's smart. You know, I think, and I watched Ring of Honor, AEW this past Wednesday, and it was the 2 year anniversary. It's been 2 years, bro. 2 year anniversary.
Time went fast.
And it was a pay per view like type show on fucking television. It was fucking badass, and that crowd was lit. They started it off with a hot eight tag team match. They had a ladder match at the end. Hangman Page is back, and he won the chip. He won the chip, and now he has a championship opportunity. Like it was a pay per view show on TV.
Yes, it was. So, folks, AEW, the 38-year-old CEO, has built his first real threat to Vince McMahon's WWE in more than 2 decades inside the billionaire versus billionaire SmackDown, which I will say right now, no, Vince McMahon is no longer a billionaire. He's a millionaire, a multi-millionaire, but he's no longer billionaire status. Forbes did report that song. To me, that's a damn typo right there.
Unless it's just the built hype and that billionaire versus billionaire. Yeah. It's like calling Trump a billionaire. He ain't a billionaire.
Oh, check this out. There's only one room for one con. There's only room for one con in this wrestling business. AEW's 38-year-old founder and CEO
stated
in the clip, "It's me, Tony Khan, not some con man from Connecticut."
Yep.
The stories, I went on Chris Jericho's podcast. It was another wrestling podcast where they're talking about basically breaking down all the wrestling companies right now, the ones who are really standing out. And all the wrestlers who used to work for Vince, they said, "Hey, we love Vince. We thank him for the opportunity. But he just has too many wrestlers to know what to do with all these properties. And he wants everyone to be big and wrestle because he's used to that." NXT, people have tuned out. NXT,
I've tuned out.
I'm starting to because they really fucked that up, man. They really did.
Yeah, I will be honest.
So
I have not watched,
folks.
Yeah, I have not watched NXT. I missed this week and last week's, and it's been on the back burner. Like, I would rather watch AEW Rampage after SmackDown, which is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things where it's just like the luster and magic of NXT is gone.
It is gone.
Yeah. And I want, I really, 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 really want Kyle O'Reilly to lead WWE and go join up with my boy Bobby Fish, and we get the Red Dragons back.
What's Bobby Fish at now?
Bobby Fish is in AEW now. Yeah, that's another major talent that they just squandered away.
And folks, it doesn't matter how old you are. Well, in wrestling, yeah, injuries impact on you when they wrestle. But you know, it's like a once a week schedule now, right?
Who?
For AEW,
Bob. Oh.
Their wrestling schedules like they
wrestle. Well they got a lot of talent, so they can spread them out between Dynamite and they can spread them out with Rampage. Mm-hmm. They got two shows, and they don't do live shows, like, you know.
Yeah,
I think they do all those AEW. I don't watch the AEW Dark stuff. Like, maybe I should because I've heard good things about it.
I watched one.
Yeah, like so. Bobby Fish, but I want Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. I want the Red Dragons back because that would be fucking awesome. I thought that's what they were gonna do in NXT, but then they're like, no, they're the Undisputed Era, which was great because, you know, I love my Adam Cole, baby. Mm-hmm.
He's all right.
I love my Adam Cole, man.
On the mic, he fucking cracks me up. He's a shit talker.
Last week, him and Jungle Boy. I think it was last week.
Jungle Boy.
Hey, man, Jungle Boy's great, too. Luchasaurus is great. They got Bryan Danielson's over there now, too. And it's just like, damn, dog. I'm like, we are living. This is like the wrestling we begged for in the mainstream for a very long time that we had to go to the indies. You know what I mean? We went to go to the indies to find this wrestling to watch and love, and because WWE wasn't producing that, they were producing sports entertainment.
Sports entertainment, yeah.
And so now it's like the game has changed to where that wrestling from our era, you know, I'll gladly say that from our era, we had to search the indies, we had to go find tape swaps, we had to, you know, to see PWG. You know, all this shit that we used to like have to search for, go into the dark internet to go find streams to these live wrestling shows that no one's talking about, the stuff overseas with Progress Wrestling and, you know, New Japan and shit like that. Mm-hmm. We had to dig deep to find the shit to watch. Now, it's all in front of us.
Exactly. Wrestling, baby. That's right. The little thing on Adam Cole. I will say that AEW, good on you because you picked up the contract with New Japan.
WWE was supposed to get.
Yeah, but they were like, no, we want wrestling. We want our wrestlers to wrestle. Your wrestlers can't wrestle. And everyone has said the same thing who went from WWE to AEW right now because they were taught, they're taught a certain way at their performance center. Even like the people who never wrestled before, they're taught to wrestle that sports entertainment style. And they're getting their asses kicked in AEW right now. I've seen, because I always watch their Instagram. They're like, yeah, no, we're trying to work with these wrestlers who are coming in here now, who we're trying to get them out of the sports entertainment mindset. And some of them, they said some of them are transitioning very quickly, and some of them are really having a hard time.
And that's what Adam Cole talked about, too. He goes, we're doing this style that NXT was. You know,
yeah.
Like, and Bully Ray talked about it because I listen to the Busted Open podcast a lot. Mm-hmm. Bully Ray was talking about it. He goes, what NXT was when they finally found their niche and were doing the indie type style stuff, Triple H is the founding father of NXT.
Yeah.
Like, he took NXT, which was like a developmental TV show, make these guys do stupid, you know,
shit
and let them, you know, I know we got Nexus from it. That was cool and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But Triple H really made that show when it was the gold brand stand out. And then just because they couldn't hang with AEW, but still producing great stuff, like, then here comes Daddy Vince. Oh, you know, me and Bruce are going to take over this, and it's no longer the gold brand. It's fully developmental, and it's just lost its magic.
It has. It's lost its magic. Even when you get Tommaso Ciampa now, who wants to rethink his contract, that's bad.
Yeah, fucking, they're pushing the Steiner boy. What's his name? What's his dumb name? Something Breaker, something like that. I'm like, what? Braun Breaker. Yeah.
Braun Breaker.
Yeah, why don't you get Braun Steiner? Like, you know, he's a Steiner. Like, why? Like, don't fool us. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, I had this argument with fucking Penta the other day because he hates Charlotte Flair more than anything. Like, he hates her. Like, he hates fucking Charlotte Flair. I love Charlotte Flair. I've expressed that many times, and I think she is top superior to that ring. She's like, especially how she came up in NXT. Like, if you go watch old Charlotte to Charlotte now, it's a different fucking Charlotte. Like, she's on a whole nother level of awesomeness.
Anime Waifu says AEW all day, and letting you guys know that he is going to put WWE out of business and beating them in the ratings. Bro, I agree.
Last year, I wanted to say that. Remember last year, I was like, WWE is here to stay. But after what's going on this year,
Tony Khan, he's not joking. He is what, what's his name, Mantel, Dustin Mantel? He's been very vocal lately in wrestling critiques lately. Something Mantel, crazy beard.
Yeah.
He was very critical of Charlotte. Damn critical of Becky. He praised Tatanka and says that we need more authentic Native American wrestlers, which I fucking agree.
Not give them headdresses and shit.
No fucking headdresses, hell no. Shit, man, if I ever saw that again, I'd go to the fucking show and I'd rip it off their head.
The tomahawk is their fucking finisher and shit.
That shit pissed me off so goddamn bad after a while. It's like, and then even after all this time, when he does indie shows, he still wears the same outfit. Does anyone remember when Triple H turned his back on Ric Flair after the match? Triple H just hit Flair with his legend. Hell yeah, that's not shit on Ric Flair.
You can tell though when you have the gimmick sledgehammer to the real sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Like, just because now I'm so endorsed in wrestling that I go back and watch matches and I'm like, oh, that's the gimmick sledgehammer right there. Mm-hmm. Just, boy, if you hit him with a real sledgehammer, that motherfucker's dead.
The real one he covers up with his hand.
Yeah. Like, I always remember being a kid. I was like, why is he doing that? And then, like, after I started learning about the business and whatnot, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he has to protect the other guy because if he really hits him, then when he actually hits him, you can tell it's the gimmick.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer, you know?
He's like, oh, that's boom, huh? Shit. I do, bro. I believe Tony Khan is what.
Like Bully. But I was like, what Bully Ray said though, he goes, the reason why ECW was so hot and WCW was getting so hot and all this, he goes, they were the victims of themselves. He goes, I don't see Tony being the victim of himself.
No, he has an entire crew looking after his, watching his six. And they're not going to let him fuck up because that's their money too.
Yeah.
That's their money too. Paul Heyman. Yeah, if Paul Heyman, but yeah, Tony Khan is basically Paul Heyman with the money and the business smarts and everything. Vince, you can tell Vince is kind of sweating shit bricks right now. You can tell.
But we're getting good Raws now. We're getting good SmackDowns now because
finally,
yeah, because they're just like, oh shit, like people don't want to see the silly 24/7. They'd still do it, but it's toned down now. You know, it's just like that 24/7 time. It's just Reggie fucking doing like acrobatic stuff and shit like that. It's just like, I don't want to see that. I want to see some wrestling, man.
Yeah.
I want to see Kenny Omega and Bryan Danielson type wrestling. Like, this all sparked so bad. Like, I went through my old DVDs and went and watched the trilogy. CM Punk and Samoa Joe and Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, that's some good shit right there.
He knows some good shit when I'm like, why are
you? It's funny too because it's you see a lot of people now. You see a lot of the old ECW crowd coming back. You see them coming back to Ring of Honor, supporting AEW, and you see them going to Raw, SmackDown, and their house shows. All of you hear either AEW, ECW, ROH, they're letting Vince know this is what we want.
And I'll tell you this, like, I know you're not big on CM Punk, but he wrestled pretty great with who did he wrestle? One of Taz's dudes.
Ricky Starks.
Yeah, like he wrestled. It was a pretty good match too.
Ricky Starks
because,
badass.
Well, because I don't know what it was, but when the Ruthless Aggression era was my shit. Yeah. That's a, at the pay-per-view at I think it was All Out. Because they got Full Gear. Yeah, they got Full Gear coming. He wore a pant, like full blown like wrestling pants. Yeah. And I was like, no, go back to the trunks, bro. And he went back to the trunks, and I was so happy. I was just like, yeah. And that's one of those critique things in my mind. Because when he came out, I was like, the fuck are you wearing? Like, ew. Like, get back to the trunks. And my wife's like, why do you want to see him in trunks? I was like, that's not because of that. It's just a wrestling thing. You know what I mean? Like, the trunks is what he, you know, what he wears and stuff like that. And with the kick pads on his boots and shit like that. Like, he has a specific look. And I don't think he should stray away from it and try wearing
pants. It's not about you.
And he wrestled better.
See, wrestling fans, us nerds, we want what we want. It's about us.
Yeah, then when I got it.
It's about fucking us.
And when I got the no pants, I was happy. Because I was just like, good, CM Punk. I even said, I'm going to fuck them pants. You wear them motherfucking trunks.
Oh, that'd be like, I don't know, I guess that'd be like Triple H coming out. No, he has come out wearing pants.
Yeah, he's done the pants thing. It's weird.
And MMA shorts and stuff like he's come out in those. But it fits his style because he's like, no, I'm the game. I can wrestle in any goddamn thing and kick your ass. Do I think...
It's like Ric Flair putting on pants.
I seen Ric Flair wrestle once.
In full pants?
In full pants. It was WCW just as this just right after they turned WCW, not WCCW. They had just turned WCW. He was going against, oh my God, the Great Muda, and you know the Great Muda kicked his ass.
As the Great Muda does,
as he does. But it was funny watching him wrestle in pants because you're just like,
it looks weird.
He looks weird because he, like, now that right there, he wrestles in a certain gear and that suits him. I mean, when he wrestles in, when he wrestled in the suit and tie a few times in WWF, that worked because it's, you know, part, it's him. But to wrestle in pants, yeah, that was weird. Triple H could probably wrestle, not gear wise, but that AEW style now, what they're calling it, he could hang.
Because I call it the indie style. Like, I don't call it AEW style. It's all indie shit, man.
It's like, AEW style.
It's indie shit, man.
AEW style.
If you want to get critical, PWG style, baby. Fucking let loose. Pro Wrestling Gorilla. Should put some respect on it.
Whoever the fuck that is.
What? Oh, you call yourself a wrestling fan, man.
I am a wrestling
pro wrestling
fan
gorilla.
Because I love that stupid shit you
do. Oh, it ain't stupid. I will show you a pro wrestling gorilla fucking. You can look it up.
Pro.
PWG, baby.
Wrestling gorilla. Very best. The very so-called best professional wrestler.
Oh, yeah. They got hit by COVID bad, though, because they have these, like, it's a certain arena they play at. And, like, it's a very small room, but, man, like, it gets lit. Like, this is where it all, like, Young Bucks wrestled and fucking Adam Cole, Kevin Steen, fucking El Generico, you know.
Any blacks and Mexicans? No, of course not.
Oh, yeah, of course. Where's Velveteen Dream? Man, it makes me sad.
I like Velveteen Dream.
There we go. Pro Wrestling Gorilla.
That's Pro Wrestling Gorilla, folks. Yeah.
That's my J. I'll give you some tapes.
Whoever they are. Well, who's all this up here? Okay, that's. Ain't that
I was just on this idea the other day. It's funny. It's like they pretty
see
much like do their own thing.
Let's look at the roster. 2021.
Oh, I get it. Like, well, because they would put on these shows, exclusive shows, and like they never streamed them. They would just put them on DVD. And they would get hot. Like, they sell these things, like, quick. But COVID really fucked that up.
The Battle of Los Angeles.
No.
I wish that one was good.
Oh, my God, dude. Those tournaments are great. I have 2018 that I can give you. I have 9-1, 9-2, 9-3.
So who we got here? Non-title tag team match. The Rascals, Desmond Xavier, and Zachary Wentz versus Armas and Great Horse.
Great Horse.
Singles match. Jonathan Gresham and David Starr. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla World Championship title match. Jeff Cobb, the champion, versus Bandido. The challenger. What else we got? Singles match. JD Drake and David Starr. David Starr, he wrestles twice in the night, huh? Singles match. Jesus De Silva versus Nick Moretti. Oh, Mick Moretti. Okay, I've heard of Nick Moretti. He's all over Instagram, man. Tony Deppen versus Orange Cassidy. Yes, folks, I'm still trying to get used to my new glasses. That's going to be fucking squibbing.
I was like, Orange Cassidy, one of the biggest AEW stars right now. Came up from the indies, bro.
Is that the same one? Yep. Same Orange Cassidy?
Orange Cassidy with his hands in his pocket. Yep.
Oh!
Yeah.
That crazy little shit.
Freshly squeezed, Orange Cassidy.
Oh, that shit cracked me. Freshly squeezed?
Yeah. Anyway, he does his little, like, tap kicks when he starts a match. Tap. And everyone's like, yeah! And he's like, tap. And it's just like, damn, dude.
You know what that reminds me of? From the Cradle to the Grave with DMX and Jet Li. When Jet Li had his hand, he'd have one hand free and one hand in his pocket the whole time and stuff like that. He'd be smoking cigarettes, something, doing something, and he'd start boom, boom, kicking ass, or he'd start just using his feet. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Well, y'all. It's Joe Bob time after this.
Ruthless Aggression Era was my shit. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Ruthless Aggression Era was pretty fun. Got a lot of
The rapping Cena.
When he was semi. When he first came out, he was heel.
When he came out, yeah, he went up against Kurt Angle, remember? And he was all Ruthless Aggression. And he was wrestling in the little trunks.
Little
in
green
the
trunks. Yeah, fucking. Ivan Drago flat top shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit was funny. But he was a heel for a while there. He had his backup. What was his backup? He went with CM Punk's group after all the straight lace.
Straight edge society.
These fools right here, folks. Straight lace.
God damn.
I make them my own damn name. Shoot. That's right. I am.
Straight lace society, everybody.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, here's a good picture.
I remember when Trump was on his gimmick with them, and he would be like, kind of like that preacher. Like, put your hands on the camera.
That's where he got it from. So one night I was watching one of those infomercials about the Bible and whatnot, and Jesus. And then the preacher would be all like, touch the TV screens and blah, blah. So that's where he stole that gimmick from. He was just like, touch me. Because I remember he was like, put your hand on the TV and feel me in the straight edge society, you know.
Dude, actually, you know who I started thinking about? It was Stephen Richard's group. The censor?
You mean when Godfather went there and stopped being Mr. Ho Man?
That was funny. That was a little funny stable there for a while. I was like, all right, I can get behind this. He played this so damn well. Nice. And it was good to see that WWE actually gave him a chance. And then he went back to Blue Meanie.
Blue Meanie.
That motherfucker.
Blue World Order. Yeah. BWO.
It's time for you to go watch
Joe Bob.
I almost said Billie Jean.
Joe Bob and my family.
Joe Bob, Billie Jean.
And it's Joe Bob night. Joe Bob's back, and we're going to watch little Joe Bob.
But I had fun.
This was great. This was good.
This was great. Great podcast, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the social event. People ask us what this show is. It's just us. We pick some topics. We talk on the topics. We go off topic a lot of the time, and we talk a lot of shit.
Yes, we do.
We just talk that shit.
Sometimes it's just fun to go off topic like now, you know, just... Let's mess around with this.
Hey, look at that.
What's this one? That one. That's side by side.
We everywhere. Oh.
That one right there. What's this one do?
Yeah, that's just you.
That's just me. Yeah.
See? But, so, we go live every Friday, and if you have questions for us to answer on the show, you can send them to us on Instagram, on Facebook, and if you have something you want to ask us, and we'll answer as best as possible.
Yes, we will.
Matter what, no topic is not off the table. We'll talk about anything. You love Trump's bitch ass, we'll talk about Trump's bitch ass and how fake news.
You won't like it.
No, you won't like it.
I guarantee you won't like it because we've had some people chime in before who they say, what do you think about Trump?
And we tell them, and they end up...
Unsubscribing. Unfollow and block.
Block. Go ahead. It's an opinion. At the end of the day, it's an opinion.
He about to go to jail anyway, so.
Any question you want, we'll answer. We'll pick up questions as well. Like and subscribe. Share it to grandma. Share it to grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart and Target.
I went to the Target the other day to see if he was there.
Wasn't there?
Girl on the back was in, no, go check behind Whole Foods. So.
God damn, this fool keeps moving.
He move around a lot.
You know what? He needs to get back to fucking Walmart.
You don't know. They kicked him out of Walmart. He go to Whole Foods because he says, they feed me. Oh, well, do what you got to do, bro.
Yeah, and after that, tell everybody, tag them, tell them about why you love the social event podcast that's hosted by the family, which is not here tonight, but this is me and Big Daddy chilling. And I am KB the Sexy Ninja.
This is Big Daddy. I'm glad y'all stopped by and chilling with us. It's all good. Thank you very much.
And when in doubt,
fuck your couch.
Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Last Jedi. Ha 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 ha.